Yes, I will. I came down with my family from Birmingham in 1937 because my mother was widowed and there were five of us. I was the eldest. So we came down because her family was here and they managed to find us a house to rent. But things were quite difficult and my sister and I went out to work and we had to give all our wages and we both worked at the co-op. We were both cashiers. And I had become politically aware of what was going on in the world. And at the co-op, there were two men who were conscientious objectors. And although I didn't necessarily agree with what they were doing, it made me think. I thought, you know, we're going into this war, but some people don't want to. And I also met people who belonged to the Young Communists. And I joined them. And in 1941, we were conscripted. We were called up. We could either do land army work or join the forces or go into industry. So my sister and I chose to go into industry. And just outside of Southampton, they had a big training centre where they were going to train us to be engineers. I think we were there for 3 months, but it was a wonderful time. Because they were all women, and we had to train. I was going to be a milling machine operator, my sister was going to do a lathe. And it really was a wonderful time. There was a wonderful feeling of comradeship amongst the women because none of us have ever, we'd never done anything like that. Probably never wanted to, but it did become quite enjoyable. And we were finally, you know, passed our little exam. And then we were given factories we could go to. And I chose a Weir Precision Engineering Company, which was a very small company, but they were precision engineers. And of course, all the men there were in the AAU. And they accepted us, they allowed us women to join, which was a first, really, because I don't think they'd ever had women in the AAU.